101.3 CFM.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
Fireball.
How's this AirAsia flight?
I don't want to even think about it.
Because you can't even look at the screen this morning. The TV's in here with the footage of the people on the plane. So this has happened to you before. If you've missed it, I mean, Sarah just mentioned it in the news. But there was a flight from Perth to Bali.
AirAsia.
They've lost cabin pressure. And the flight has, plummeted 20,000 feet.
Very suddenly.
Masks have come down. They've looked at the employees, the flight attendants. They're freaking out.
Because that's who you want to look to for support in that situation. And if they're freaking out...
I've got to say, though, on their behalf, even if I work in that job and the cabin and it drops 20,000 feet, it's very hard to go... It's fine, guys. Everyone just relax.
This happens all the time.
Would you like some peanuts with your coffee that's now at the other end of the flight? So, I mean, it is honestly, we've done a couple of flights in the last few days. When I get the tiniest little turbulence, I freak.
Same here. And you know I've got a fear of flying. Remember that time we had to fly back from Melbourne and all the other flights had been grounded except for ours and I was like, why are we still flying?
And that was a windy flight. That was one of the windiest days Sydney had seen.
We were going up and down and back and forth.
Has this happened to you before? Is that why you're so freaked out about it?
That's why I probably have a fear of flying. When I used to live in America, we were flying from LA to Charlotte, so across the country, and we had to drop suddenly... In a storm it was, to miss the eye of the storm.
No.
And they didn't even give us warning that they would... Like, they did give us warning saying we're going to have to drop the plane.
Yeah.
But they didn't say that the masks were going to fall out. So at that point, as soon as the masks come out, that's it.
You think you're dead.
Everyone is freaking out. People are screaming. People are crying. I was like, I'm done here. I'm out. I literally thought I'm not going to be able to fly home ever. I'm going to have to stay here in the States forever.
Yeah, this is me now. I'm American. I'm never flying ever again. Unless you want to get me a boat.
I'm not going back on the plane.
There's no way I'm getting back in the
air. Horrible. I feel so bad for those people.
More on that in the show today, and I'm sure you're going to hear a lot about that today and see. I don't know if Fireball's the right music to be playing while
we're
talking about
not.
This stuff.
It was the same company that a couple of months ago... Was it a flight to Kuala Lumpur? And the thing started to shake.
Right.
The engine started to shake and they had to turn around.
Yep.
Same place. Probably not going to book that cheap flight online
now. No, pay a couple of extra just to get on a good one.
Yeah. But...
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
A text message through from one of my best mates, Hamish.
Mm-hmm.
My favourite mate. Of yours.
Yes.
You love
He's my
Hamish.
Favorite.
Yeah. He's the one that told us he knew Adele before she was famous.
So he lied about it.
Well, did he?
I don't know.
We never knew.
We never found out.
Recent text message from this morning, a couple of minutes ago. Bottom one there.
Here
just
we go.
Read that out.
Has Bree spoken to Channing more than that original message?
The people want to know where we're at with Channing Tatum.
He actually cares about it. He genuinely wants to
people
know.
People to whom hate. It'd be a split pack. There'd be people who say, shut up about Channing, we're done with it. And then there's the other pack that I sit in.
Who can't help but want to know what's going on.
Who just wants to keep it going. So after eight, let's just get some news and stuff on, because last we heard around this time last week was that he had seen and replied to your message.
Yes.
You have since replied to Channing.
I think it was a stinker of a reply.
I have no idea what you've written to him. I have no idea if he's seen or replied to this.
Should have went with a GIF.
A GIF would have been good.
Yeah, should have done, because it's breezy,
You don't know, did you mean to pun yourself just then? It's breezy.
Keep it breezy. You know?
You don't know, have you checked to see if he's seen or replied to this one?
But I'm thinking... He hasn't. And I think it was good enough. And I didn't ask a question, so there was no need for him to reply.
Do you know, it was interesting just quickly as I looked at the people that he followed as well. I had a little deeper.
He's unfollowed me?
No. He still follows you on Instagram. Oh, the Channing Tatum. He also follows an Instagram called Butt Snorkeler. So,
That's weird. I also follow that page.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Don't forget, anyone that calls the show this week, 13, 12, 16. Hey, Bree and Gaunzi. Bree, how's Channing? Please.
When are you going to drop this?
Never, mate. I'm going to milk Channing till the day he dies.
Well, that's a harassment case.
When one of the most desired men on the planet follows you on Instagram, it's huge news. I'm not downplaying
that. It was big news.
No, it's still big news, mate. All that's happened so far is...
I like how why all you, that's happened.
Why are you downplaying this? You should be
Some,
all about
one
it.
Of us has to.
And it ain't going to be me. So all we know so far, this is what we know, just to keep you up to date with where we're at with...
Channing Gate.
Channing Gate is, okay, he follows you out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Bizarre.
It's the real Channing Tatum.
Yep.
Weird.
Blue tick, 15 million followers, the whole deal. We think it might be a bit of a fluke.
I thought it was hilarious.
You messaged Channing Tatum, mm-hmm. and what did you write to Channing?
I think I said, Channing, you bloody legend.
Yep.
Cheers for the follow.
Okay. And then he writes back, which we got very excited about because all of a sudden, you know, not only is he following you, but he's chatting to you as well.
It's the real deal.
So he says that he loves the family, loves your, you know, thinks you're funny and all this sort of stuff, which is big time. Wonder if, has he seen me on your Instagram?
Probably.
Okay, great. And then we got into a position, we took some calls on the show, what do we then write to Channing? And then that's where we kind of left it. So I don't know what you've written to Channing, and I don't know if he's seen or replied to it at this stage, and neither does anyone else. And I don't think you even know if he's seen or replied.
I haven't seen yet, but can I just say,
yes,
it was over 24 hours that I took to reply.
You did play it very cool. Craig David suggested that.
He did. I feel like...
And what did you write, can I ask? That's what I want to know first.
I feel like my reply wasn't great.
So he says he loves you, and then you've written back.
I said,
"Yeah,
thank you. That's a massive compliment.
Yeah.
Can't believe you've seen my stuff. Crazy. My family has definitely stalked you, so now it's even."
I like that line. That's a good line.
And I finished it off with,
"Yeah,
family Christmas. Mum says you can come, but only if you're topless. ..." I agree.
I like that, Bree. I think you've done well there. That is good Channing banter. That is solid. That is solid.
Channing Tatum.
Now, your only regret at this point is that you didn't ask a question, giving him a reason to reply.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean he's not going to. And this is where we find out whether Channing has one, seen it, and two, replied.
Is this a regular game on our show?
We're going to get a big thing made. Has Channing seen and replied?
In the case of, has Channing Tatum seen my reply?
Yep. Making it a conversation between the two of you.
Technically, yes. He has.
Oh, yes! That's good stuff, Bree. He has seen it.
He's seen the reply.
Bring down the music.
Which would be in amongst thousands of messages,
of course, 15 million. But maybe you can only chat to him if he follows you.
Maybe.
Because that's a thing too. Oh, boy.
Producer Rach has her fingers crossed. In the case of, has Channing Tatum replied again to me?
Actually don't know, and I'm hoping he has.
Guys, he hasn't.
It's been a long day without you, my friend.
Are you serious?
And I'll tell you all.
I should have just went with the high. I shouldn't have replied.
No, you should have asked him that question you regretted not asking.
Now I'm devastated.
Oh, man.
It's been 2 days. No reply.
This is hard to hear. It really is.
Should I?
He's seen it and not replied.
Should I send a follow-up message with
yes,
a question?
Please.
Asking him if he can come on the show.
Please.
Just go for
yes,
it. Because at the moment, we ain't friends. He hasn't replied to me. I've got nothing to lose.
Stuff that guy. In a nice way. Be nice to him. Because we want him on the show. But yeah, that's we've got to go straight for it now.
I need to ask. Yep. I need to ask the question, and then I won't regret not asking.
Come on the radio show, Channing Tatum, and we'll get to the bottom of this. Can you do that? Don't wait another day.
Do it now?
Yeah, don't play cool.
I'm going to send the message in the break.
Sure.
And then I'm going to be done with it.
Yes.
I'll be happy I asked. And if he sees it and also doesn't reply, that's really sad.
He's dead to us.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
101.3 CFM.
Something I'd like to put to the people this morning, 13, 12, 16. If you think this is a smart idea or over the top, just gone too far.
Okay.
So I found out recently that someone that I know, actually, I'll be honest with you, my fiance Jamie told me about someone that she knows. And they're almost 30. They're coming up, so I'd say around about your age, coming up to 30. I can say that, mate, I'm 31, all right? So I'm post 30. Be happy that you're not there yet, all right?
Thank God.
Embrace it. Enjoy. Because it's coming for you.
All right. Settle down.
We all die one day, mate.
Morbid. Right.
Anyway, found out that one of her friends works, gets paid, but doesn't get the money. The money goes to her mum, and her mum distributes it like pocket money.
What?
And she's almost 30, and it's happened ever since the day she had a job.
Why?
Yeah. Well, apparently just to, it's like forced savings, and she doesn't want her daughter being in a position where she can just throw money away. So she wants to be able to control that. So it's like, all right, you get paid, it comes to me. I can then, you know, use that money for this, and then I'm going to give you that, like, as pocket spending money.
That sounds like a good time.
I know. I thought, oh, get a new mum.
Jeez.
You need a new one.
Don't get too crazy.
I'll be ditching her. It's not like a Kardashian setup where, like, that's their manager. Their mum's their manager and ditching it out. Yeah.
When they're giving you millions at a time.
And they're getting your work and everything as well. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. My initial reaction was that's messed up.
Strange.
Because how do you teach the person then, you know, their own
self-control? Yeah, self-control. How to manage money.
Their own values and all that. And, you know, you need to make those mistakes.
Paying your own bills. So does that mean her mum pays her bills?
Possibly. Or says, this is for what bills have you got? And she'll go, all right, this is for that, that's for that, and this is for spending.
Oh, does she still live at home?
No. Doesn't live at home.
She doesn't live at home. Does she have a boyfriend?
I didn't ask that question. That's a good question. Sorry, I didn't find that bit out.
I find that really weird.
Well, that's what I want to know from the people, 13, 12, 16, what you think of this. Maybe it is a controlled way. I mean, you're not going to make any mistakes, are you?
You're also not going to have a good time either. Ever.
I can imagine mum and die controlling your savings, though. Well, Brianna, well, what do you need?
Hey, mum, can you transfer me $100? I'm going to buy some drinks.
Not this weekend, Brianna. It's my money, mate.
Mum, come on.
I earned it. Your mum's like, I can't hear you. I'm spending your cash at the bar myself.
Got to get my top off.
13, 12, 16, I'd like to know from the people what you think of this morning. Give us a call.
Good idea or weird?
Yeah, I'll pass it on to Jamie to let her friend know whether she needs a new mum or not.
Just send her this audio.
Yeah, it might be on the way out.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
101.3 CFM.
John's called us this morning, so I was just talking about my fiancée, Jamie, one of her friends, almost 30, lives out of home, goes to work, and when she gets paid, the money doesn't go to her, it goes to her mum, which is then distributed through pocket money. So she has a certain amount per week. And I think the idea behind it is that you don't do anything stupid with your money. Which
but then
is,
you never learn.
I know, which is all well and good, I think, when you're sort of starting out in the workplace. But then eventually you need to get to a point where you can do it for yourself.
For sure. Yeah. I do that with drunk me.
Okay.
I'll always transfer nearly all my money out of my checking account.
So you can't touch it.
So drunk me can't go ballistic.
I kind of wish someone did this for me in my younger days, because I think back to my early 20s and I spent money on some junk.
Same here.
Some absolute junk. But John in Point Clare, you were saying that your sister does this with your nephew.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. He gets paid. I think from memory, it gets paid into her bank account. And then from there, she gives him an allowance. But, I don't agree with it. I think it's wrong.
How old is he, John?
23, I think he is.
And you said he's got a couple of kids and a partner.
He's got a partner and two kids. And, you know, and yet even the partner doesn't control the money. It's still got to go to mum. The only good thing about it is, I guess, he has been able to buy his own house at that young age, but I don't know if that's yeah.
Is that because, you think because the money's been controlled and he hasn't been able to spend it on stupid stuff, that he's been able to put that money aside and get into that position?
Well, possibly, but, you know, I think part of growing up is, like the three of us, go out, get drunk, spend it all, you know, and then worry about it next week.
As I've told my mum before, Mum, it's a life lesson I need to learn.
Yeah, you need to make these mistakes again and again and again.
Exactly, and when you turn 45, you're still making it.
Well, mate, I mean, have you ever thought about stepping in and saying anything about it or getting them to...
Look, it's not my place to say, but, you know, I subtly pass him whenever he's by himself. You know, like I said, he can't even go and apply for a passport without the passport information, my sister filling out the information.
Oh, no.
And,
you
know, too controlling.
Yeah. Come on.
Too controlling, mate.
Yeah, way too much.
If anyone's listening right now and they need someone to look after their money, I'll put my hand up.
Yep, send it through to Bree.
Through.
I can. Well, here, I'll give you a reference.
Yes.
Pretty fun with the money. So... I mean, while these strict mums are going to give it to you just for what you need, Bree will do the opposite and encourage you to do the things that you don't want to do, you know?
Yeah, it's probably going to do the opposite of what giving it to your mum would do.
Bree will be like, oh, you're going out Saturday night. Here's $1,000.
But you're only allowed to spend that on the dress.
Yes, yes. Or black and red at the casino. It's up to you. I'm your financial advisor. Gamble responsibly.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
We've all hung out together all weekend. It doesn't happen every weekend, but we hung out together on the weekend, had the radio awards in Melbourne, which no one cares about, but we went.
Most people don't even know it's on. It's the Logies for Ugly People.
Yes.
That's pretty much what it is.
And we went along to the awards, and my friend Bree attacked Kate Ritchie. That was great.
Put Kate Ritchie in a headlock. I've got a photo.
Got to post it.
Let's post the photo of me with Kate Ritchie in a headlock, being like, I love you.
I love you,
Kate. I love
you. One of my images from the night in my brain is you with her in a headlock and Kate Ritchie's face squashed up for the photo. Like, this is great.
No, I love you.
Really nice to meet you, Bree.
You're the best.
But we got up to present an award. We were nominated for two. Don't ask how we went. But
didn't win any.
Nope. But we were nominated for a couple of awards. We got up there and presented, and you're in front of a room full of, just imagine.
Which is a big deal for us to get up there and present.
Imagine whatever field you work in, right, getting up in front of every single person that works in that field.
And that matters.
Yeah, and you know.
Getting told not to stuff it up.
Exactly. It's pretty hard not to do.
You and I were packing our decks. Come on, be serious. We were.
Yeah, it's pretty nerve-wracking stuff.
Had a few too many drinks.
Yeah. Drink responsibly. But we get up there and we've got some audio from us up on stage.
Can I just say,
before
we play this audio, there was a little mic that where when you got up to present, and at the top of the mic there was two little fluffy bits on top of the mic.
Yep.
And I said to you, don't you think that looks like a little pair of testicles?
Which I laughed at the time. I thought, this is good stuff.
And I said, maybe I should use that as our opening line when we get up there. And you were like, oh.
I mean, it's fine.
I don't know.
Like, testicle thing. I mean.
Testicle joke in front of every important big person in radio. I don't know.
Have a listen to how it went down.
No.
We've got the audio.
Did we crash and burn?
Did we get a bit of a reaction from the testicle mic thing? Our introduction to the radio world.
I just wanted to bring one thing up before we get into it. Is anyone else thinking that the mics look like a couple of testicles? And my mouth's really close to them now.
Yeah.
No, that was just me. Excellent.
Bree wanted to go with the testicle thing. I didn't hold her back, which is good news.
Glad you let me crash and burn like you always do on air.
I liked it, Bree. I like the testicle thing.
It actually
sounds
like a bigger reaction on that piece of audio. The room was dead silent.
Well, it's hard to hear from up there. It really is. Yeah, I think it is hard to hear from up there. But the great part about that was for the rest of the night, as you get around the room after that, and we're walking around together, you get people going, testicle girl. Hey.
Literally in the
testicle,
hallway.
Testicle.
Ben Fordham. Never met the guy. He's on the Today Show.
Yeah.
He literally goes to me, oh, testy girl. That was good stuff.
Oh, dear. I did love because I missed that. And then I saw you and your face was so proud. You came up to you, you went, Gaundy, just ran into Ben Fordham. He called me Testicle Girl. Can you believe it?
Funnily enough, it wasn't the first time I've been referenced by that.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
101.3 CFM.
This thing that has gone down between Pink and Eminem.
It's great.
How good that you can just email Eminem.
Well, if you're Pink, you can.
Yeah. I think that they've worked together in the past before.
Yeah.
But so what has she done? Pink's gone on email to Eminem.
So she's revealed in an interview how she really wanted to collaborate with Eminem. And one time when she was very intoxicated, she emailed Eminem.
Mm-hmm. As
she
you
thought,
do.
She thought it was yep. a great idea. And it's so good because, like, everyone can relate to this. Everyone at one point has sent a drunk text or message someone when they're drunk, thought it was a great idea.
If you've got text regret in that regard, give us a call, 13 12 16.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you for that.
Yep.
She said, you know I love you. I like that you work with a lot of the same people, like Rihanna. She's hotter than me, but I'm funnier. So I'm going, for a rap Grammy, and I'd like you to take, you along with me.
Well done, Pink. I mean, after a couple, and you've just got on to ask one of the biggest rap stars in the world if he'll work with you. And she got a reply, though.
Straight away, apparently. The reply was, are you ready for this? Okay. That was it.
Again, well done, Pink. I mean, you're getting an okay from Eminem.
No way,
that's pretty good.
Because then she emailed him again.
Oh, and, hey, I'm not ready for this. Hang on.
She said, this is the best thing I've ever heard. I want to tackle you and rub your face in the dirt.
Just a good old combo back and forth from Pink and Eminem,
and
which we love.
And he wrote...
Oh, stop the crowd. Yep.
Okay.
Oh, well, man of very few words. Very few words.
So good.
But the brand new song on her album, Revenge, is featuring Eminem, and one of the only songs on the album that features someone. So I think it's the second song on the album, yeah, Revenge with Pink.
That's a huge collab.
And that's the song that they've done. That's what she was talking about with that. So they've have a listen. It's a good song. I'm surprised we're not playing it.
Really?
I think we'll start playing it soon.
For sure.
Yeah, Pink and Eminem.
Because obviously she's coming back to tour Australia. There'll be like a bazillion shows.
Yeah, plus Pink can fart in a mic and we'll play it on the air. She really could.
No, that's on the album.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, we're playing it.
That's the mystery track down the back of the album. Look, we would love to hear from you, though. 13, 12, 16. We've all been there. I mean, we had an event on the weekend and you said
Who did you drunk text on the weekend?
Drink responsibly is what I need to say. But you go back through your phone, don't you?
I don't ever look. I'm like, I don't want to look. That's not my problem.
I've got drunk texts and I'm not promoting drinking and whatever. Yeah, anyway, got to say that. Kate Langbrook from Hughesy and Kate sent her one. What are you doing, Kate? What's going on, mate?
Well, she's coming to the company next year.
Exactly. So, you know, we've all been there.
Oh, no. Yeah. And then you message your old boss.
Yeah. Not about work, just for anyone that's thinking I might be out of here.
Just for a DP.
No, just there was a few after parties and stuff on.
Who did you drunk text?
And when did it get you in trouble?
Come on.
This is a notoriously hard time slot for calls. I will put it out there.
Come on, guys. Get involved this morning.
13, 12, 16 is our number.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
101.3 CFM.
We're just talking about this drunk email that Pink sent to Eminem asking him to do a collaboration.
Yeah, I've grabbed a piece of the brand new song called Revenge.
We could do revenge, 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 together, together.
Which this email that she sent, drunk email she sent to Eminem, led to them collaborating on this song.
You wouldn't regret sending that drunk email. You'd be loving it.
So she just hit him up randomly and said, let's do it.
You know I love you. I like the work that you do with a lot of people. Let's do a collab.
No regret on that because he said okay and then they've gone ahead. I'm sure
literally that's all he said. He emailed back, okay.
But that's great for Pink. We can't all email Eminem and have a song on the radio. And, you know, we care more about the regret. We like to focus on the regret. How can we learn from our mistakes, Bree?
I never do.
You never learn or?
No, I never learn. No. I just continue to send those texts.
You're back again. Amy's in Baddow Bay. Have you got any drunk text regret, Amy?
Yeah, all I can say is a new relationship went from me not saying the L word in to me sending a text that was meant to say, I want to give you a kiss, to my predicted text turning kiss to kids.
Yes! I want to give you kids.
A little bit full on.
Yeah.
What did he respond with?
There was no response.
Never to be seen again.
He ran for the hill.
What, so it ended?
Yeah.
Oh, no!
No! Amy! And did you learn from your mistakes? Like my friend Bree here says she doesn't learn. No?
Yeah. I don't send as many. I try and keep my phone away.
You like to limit it now that you've...
The amount of people she offers up her womb to.
She picks and chooses.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Oh, need to talk about what happened on Saturday morning, because you and I and producer H, we all went to the Australian Radio Awards on Saturday night.
Yep. You had Kate Ritchie in a headlock. It was great.
No, I love you. No, you give it to those You're the boys. Best.
You were awesome on Home and Away.
No, I didn't say that. I never watched the show.
On Home and Away. Sally.
Kate, come here. No, come here.
Sally.
Where are you going? Come over here.
Highlight of the night, Bree with Kate Ritchie in a headlock. That actually
happened. There's a photo
happened.
On yes. the Facebook page if you want to see that.
So good.
But
you almost
morning,
didn't make it, mate.
I know.
That's the thing.
Almost didn't make it there. Was that close to not even making it. Yeah. So on Saturday morning, I was meant to go to producer Rach's house early, and we're all meant to catch the train down at like 8:10 in the morning.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had my bag with me. I had everything with me, and I went down to my car, and I've put my bag in the back seat to drive to producer Rach's house. And I was having like a moment because I was rushed, and I was like, oh, I need to check if I've got this pair of shoes in there or whatever it was. So I was like going through the stuff, and I've like couldn't find them. And I've thrown my wallet and my phone on the front seat, so my other hand was free to have a look through the bag. And as I've done that, I've like bumped my car keys, and I've pressed one of the buttons on the car keys, which I didn't really think about. And then I've also thrown my keys into the front seat. So I was going through my bag, found the shoes. Great. Awesome. Closed the door, the back seat door, went to open the driver's door. It's locked. I literally went, don't panic. Went to open the other door that I just had open. Locked.
Your phone and everything's in there too,
my
right?
My phone, yeah. My wallet, the keys, my bag with my dress and everything is in the car, locked at this point. I literally just went, no.
Because you got a flight on the cards in only a couple of hours.
Literally.
You got a flight to catch to Melbourne.
And it was all pretty like down to the wire as it was. So I freaked out at this point. I went, what the hell do I do now? Everything I own is in the car. I could see my phone. I could see producer Rach calling my phone. I was like looking through the driver's door. I was like, what do I do?
There's nothing you can do, really.
I panicked. Absolutely.
Punch the window in. Just bang and deal with it later.
I couldn't believe it. I thought that'd be right. The only time. If I was coming to work, I wouldn't care. I'd just go back to bed.
Oh, perfect. So what did you do? Because you were telling me you went to your neighbour's place to borrow the phone.
Yeah, so I knocked on my neighbour's door Saturday morning, 7:30 in the morning, and I thought, I just need to own this. Knocked on the door. She was so lovely. Like, she was, like, panicking for me. She was like, come in, use my phone. I've called my mum, and then she was in a panic. And I said, you need to call NRMA. Like, I can't get into my car. My mum was freaking out.
Yep.
Everyone was panicking.
I can't believe that neighbour, after you stole the oranges from her that time, let you come in and use the phone. I mean, that's nice. Remember you stole the oranges?
I couldn't believe she did either. Yeah. I don't think she knew it was me.
Well, there you go.
It was a different neighbour. I was never going to knock on that neighbour's door. She hates me.
But so eventually you get inside the car because the NRMA come, and you fly to the airport. So how did you get to the airport?
So my mate picked me up, because that was the only way that I was going to get there.
If
we drove, and literally, you know when you've got maps on and you're looking at it, and I think the last point I had to be at the airport was 10:30, and the phone kept saying 10:40, 10:35. 10:38, and I was like, just...
Good mate.
I know.
Good mate to sort of pick you up and take you at the last second.
Thank God.
And I still can't believe the lengths you've gone to just to avoid getting on public transport on a train.
No
you
regrets.
You didn't want to get on that bad. You locked your keys in your car.
That's not true.
Just so you didn't have to get the train to the airport.
That's not true.
It's fine if people see Channing Tatum's mate on the train. It's not that big a deal.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.